Wednesday, May the 31st, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor Show number 127.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we'll look at what you can accomplish with a 3D object on a flatbed scanner.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. My name is Chris Marquardt and this is the podcast about all things digital photography. And I've just fixed myself the yummiest cup of fresh coffee ever. Well, yesterday during the lunch break on my seminar, I was at the Hochland Coffee Roasting Company here in Germany. They make real fine coffee and I bought a pound of the freshest coffee powder ever, and the whole place now smells of fresh roasted coffee. It's so delicious. Before we get into today's show topic, here's a quick shout out to Mark at the Pacific Coast Hellway, one of my favorite podcasts. But here's a warning, be careful if you want to check it out. It's neither family safe nor for the faint of heart. You have been warned. Anyway, let's see what's on today's show. Here's one of those segments that Adam Curry, I guess, would call a tinfoil hat moment, but rest assured, I'll be as gentle as usual. I'll try to explain everything in a way that can be understood by everybody. Using your scanner for macro photography. Generally, we think of our scanners as a piece of hardware that reproduces a photo, a negative or slide, or even just a document. But what about scanning other flat items such as leaves or fabric to make interesting backgrounds for projects? Hey, and why stop there? If you have the right type of scanner, you can go beyond leaves and fabric to pretty much anything you can think of that will fit on your scanner. First, you need to have a flatbed scanner with a CCD array. If your scanner only has a slot to slide single pages in, you're out of luck, unless you can give those three-dimensional objects a really tight squeeze. Oh well, no, I didn't see that. Don't try that at home. Don't break your scanner now, please. But take a good look at it, and if it is thick and clunky looking, it's probably one with a CCD. In this type of scanner, light from a fluorescent light, a cold cathode lamp, or a xenon lamp is either reflected or projected through the object being scanned, and is bounced off a set of mirrors through a lens and a filter or filters and is directed to the array. If you have a thin, sleek scanner, it probably uses CIS or contact image sensor technology, which uses an LED light that is projected off the object being scanned. This type of scanner is not the best for scanning 3D items because it can only scan to a depth of a few millimeters, whereas some CCD scanners can scan to a depth of over 5 centimeters, some even up to 8 centimeters. Next, when scanning a 3D item, use the highest possible resolution and the highest possible bit depth. The better the resolution, the more detail you will have in your scan to ensure you have sufficient pixels to crop your scan without a tremendous loss of detail. With a higher bit depth, you will have a scan with a smoother look to it because of the greater number of colors you can get. For example, if your scanner has a bit depth of 16 bits, you can get over 65,000 shades of color, but with a bit depth of 24 bits, you get over 16 million different shades, which is what we call true color. And true, you will never really use all of those shades, but let's just stick with more colors is better. If you're not sure what to select in your scanner's software, look out for something that lets you switch to a photo mode instead of a document mode. And last, make sure to clean the glass well, and if the object being scanned is messy, you can protect the scanner with a sheet of acetate. Don't use plastic wrap as it's impossible to flatten completely and you'll get wrinkles all over your scan. Even with all of these precautions, you might need to clone out several dust specks that weren't visible after cleaning. Now here's where trial and error comes in. You can leave the scanner lid up or close the lid. You can cover your object with a piece of black fabric or colored piece of cardstock or place a paper-lined tub or box over the top of the item. Try different backgrounds to see what works best with your scanner, but remember that any pattern on the paper or fabric will be visible on the scan. And for the more daring of you out there, you can even place your 3D item on a colored paper or fabric, stack some books of equal height on either side of your item, and flip your scanner upside down to scan your item. That technique has been perfected by David Newton. With this technique, you're getting the light from above your object as opposed to below. But hey, kids, don't try this at home, or at least do this at your own risk. If you have an old scanner that you don't care about, you could give this method a try. Otherwise, I would suggest starting out the conventional way. Either way, you may be surprised how much detail you can get out of that old scanner, and you may even be able to hold off on purchasing a macro lens for just a bit longer. And that was it for today's episode of Tips from the Top Floor. Scripting support by Michelle Namba. Technical support, as always, by Release Pixie, Matt Armstead. And I still haven't heard from Brian Burden, who won the Digital Photography Pocket Guide on the last show. Brian, if you're out there, shoot me a quick note. My email is info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Not sure if I'll be able to give you a show on Friday. It's the last week of my business seminar and things are really busy. If you want to find out how busy, check out my other podcast at uptothetopfloor.com, where you can come along as I build my own media production business. That's uptothetopfloor.com.
Hey Chris, this is Peter from Virginia in the United States. I just wanted to say happy birthday. Thanks a lot for the show.
Hey, thanks Peter for the good wishes. And if you want to leave a greeting for the show, you can leave feedback the following ways: via email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com, via voicemail to the US phone number 206-202-DSLR, that's 206-202-3757, and of course on the magnificent forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum. My name's Chris Markward, podcasting from the Top Floor Productions headquarters in Tübingen, southern Germany. Thanks for tuning in, stay subscribed, and happy shooting. I remember that you said it ain't as easy as it seems. And for the more daring of you out there, you can even place your 3D item on a colored paper or fabric, stack some books of And for the more daring of you out there, you can even place your 3D And for the more daring of you out there, you can even place your 3D item on a colored paper or fabric, stack some books of equal height on either side of your item, and flip your scanner upside down into No. And for the more daring And for the more daring of you out there, you can even place your 3D item on a colored piece of... Who wrote this?